We're talking with Scott Pugh from the Copper Country Ducks Unlimited chapter. The banquet coming up May 10th on the campus of Michigan Technological University. I appreciate your time, Scott, and giving us all the details. Again, could you give us your phone number one more time?
Sure. 906-487-6719.
So if anybody's interested in trying to find tickets or getting tickets to the event, they can contact Scott that way. Or just go on Facebook and look up Copper Country Ducks Unlimited. And let's continue now, Scott, and talk a little bit about where the money you raise at these banquets goes toward. Because I know you have some local projects. For instance, the Sturgeon River Slough Project. Maybe you could start there.
Sure. So in general, Ducks Unlimited does a very good job of allocating money towards the wetland conservation. I think last year it was 84 cents of every dollar, so 84% goes directly to wetland conservation or education outreach. And the rest is used for fundraising and making sure we can pay the folks we need to do a lot of the on-the-ground work. So our local project is the Sturgeon River Slough's Wildlife Management Area. And the flooded areas and the surrounding public areas are close to 9,000 acres. And the impoundments that they flood are close to 800 acres in the what we call the Arnheim section. You go about 8 miles south of Chassel and hit Arnheim Road. That's the Arnheim section of the Sturgeon River Wildlife Management Area. And the upper section of the Sturgeon River Wildlife Management Area is just south of Chassel, about a mile. And there's many hundreds of acres at least a couple thousand acres there. It's just flooded from the mouth of the Sturgeon River. And the recent improvements we've done there lately, Ducks Unlimited wrote and got a grant about $1 million to split up among the Munuskan Bay area and the Sturgeon River Slough's Wildlife Management Area. So we're splitting up about $1 million there. And they put in electricity last year out to poundments so we can install some better pumps to manage the water levels better. And the pumps that were there, I think, were from the 50s.
Wow.
And they did about 1,500 gallons per minute. And the new pumps can do 7,000 gallons per minute. And they're waiting on the permits to be all finalized and everything. So this year you won't see a whole lot happening. But next year, it'll get started this year. Next year, it'll really get going. And they're going to dredge out some of the areas to get more water to the pumps so they can better manage the water. And they're going to build up some berms around the goose field there. It's a field where a local farmer raises crops there, and then it's left for hunting in the fall. And I think that field is around 80 acres. They're going to flood that field. So they need to build up some berms around the field, and with this new pump, they'll be able to flood that in the fall for recreational opportunities. So
that's fantastic, and I think more places around the UP need to do things like that. That's great. Scott, again, your phone number in case folks are interested in the banquet.
Sure. 906-487-6719.
Scott Pugh from the Copper Country Ducks Unlimited chapter. May 10th is the banquet on the campus of Michigan Tech in the Memorial Union Ballroom. And again, thank you for your time, Scott.
Yes, you're welcome.
This is the Outdoor Show.